many believers, many people who listen to this broadcast, you love God with all your heart. You're a tither. You've been giving. But it just don't seem that you can get the ends to meet as they should. But before these 2 weeks are over, we want to make it clear that you'll never have empty hands again.
Troubled by what the media says about finances? There is hope. Don't miss today's Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth Copeland along with special guest Dr. Leroy Thompson and hear what God has to say about your financial prosperity.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And would you join me again today in welcoming Dr. Leroy Thompson to this broadcast? Leroy, God bless you, man.
Thank you, sir.
And it wasn't no secrets. You just got me so stirred up yesterday.
You
got a way of doing that to me, Leroy. I just get to where I can't stay in this chair, man. I had to get up and run around the table a couple of times. People have said, well, Brother Copeland, what do you think about all of this financial mess and the stock market and all this and that? If it was not for praying for my partners and praying for the country, I wouldn't even think about it at all.
Yes.
Because it has no effect on Gloria and my lives. It has very little effect on this ministry because 42 years ago, Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
God, we stepped away from this world Babylonian messed up, don't need God system out there.
Yes, sir.
And got over in the blessing of Abraham. And it was we didn't know it then. I could tell that it was the greatest thing I'd ever heard, but I had no idea that. And God began to talk to us in less than 3 months from the time that we really began to walk by faith. Well, actually, less than 6 months from that time. It was the first time He said, I don't want you to ever owe anybody anything but to love them.
Wow.
Get out of debt.
Get out of debt.
Believe me for it.
Yes.
I thought, how could you ever do that? Well, we had to learn.
Yes.
But the thing of it is, Leroy, what we got out of that system, and after a few years, I began to see what God was wanting the body of Christ to do. Get out of there. Yeah. Get out of there now.
Yes.
And He's been crying it. And so what happened? Well, most of the body of Christ fought us over it.
Wow.
And I think back on it, I think, what would have happened if they'd have said, Brother Copeland, Brother Thompson, we're going to get in here with you, man. Teach us how to do this thing. We're going to get strong in this because there's coming a time when it's time for the substance to explode, and we need to be there because God needs us and the world's going to need us when that time comes. But no. And I don't say that begrudgingly because people didn't know any better. But
what have we been taught wrong so long?
We had taught wrong so long, man, that stuff was just embedded and everything.
When the truth come along, you see, they fight the truth because it doesn't give the same sound that they've been hearing for so many centuries. Because I always often wonder what happened to all the wealth that they had in the Old Testament, even when we get to the book of Acts, where all that wealth went. You know, and then Paul started preaching about it. To bring it back, Paul said, as you said yesterday, you should abound in this grace also. You got worshipers and praisers and intercessors, and we do meditators. And the promise of God's blessing carries the favor of God for us to be financially stable and blessed. I thought about when you were talking a few minutes ago that in ministering to the masses that are listening to us now, you have two debt-free men who learn by the promises of God, working the principles of God, and it will not happen overnight, but if you start working those principles, God will manifest his debt freedom, and you have you'll be able to say, like David, my cup run is over.
Yeah. It's not too late.
It's not too late.
No, just because something's happened out there in the world, that what happens to them don't make it too late for us.
No, exactly.
And if the thing that make it too late is if you don't receive it and walk in it, then you get caught dead one of these mornings, and now you're in trouble. But what happens to the world don't make it too late for us. Praise God.
This promise from God in Genesis, I'm not going to go back there. We went there yesterday. But God said he'd bring us out with great substance. And I quoted Romans 4:21. I want to turn there today because it's such a pivotal verse in receiving the promises of God. The system will try to tell you the promise of God does not work. But Brother Copeland and I both can tell you with evidence that God's words work if you work it. And here in this they're talking to Father Abraham. Abraham was believing God for a promised child, and he made this statement here in Romans 4:21, which I think is a powerful scripture, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform.
Yes.
Now you look at three words. Now you look at persuaded, promise, and perform. We read yesterday the plan of God for the children of Israel. We read that God planned to bring them out, and they would not go out empty-handed. God has the same plan for you. Many believers, many people who listen to this broadcast, you love God with all your heart. You're a tither, you've been given, but it just don't seem that you can get the ends to meet as they should. But before these 2 weeks over, we want to make it clear that you'll never have empty hands again as you work the system of God, believe the promises of God, and step off in the plan of God. God's favor, God's financial favor, will see to it that you never go empty handed. And then don't forget that scripture in Jeremiah 29:11,
where he says,
God will give you an expected end. Now, what is the purpose of a child of God not being empty-handed? A lot of time, what put a damper on this message is people get the idea that it's just a materialistic message, is money-grabbing or is wealth-grabbing, but it has a purpose. And I want to deal with that purpose because God always have a purpose when he make a promise. And so that purpose is found. I want to look in Exodus again. I want to look in chapter 23 and chapter 34. There are two verses, Exodus 23:15 and 34:20. And we're going to deal with something here. Why God do not want me or you to have empty hand as his child. What's the purpose of no more empty hand? What's the purpose of having hands full? And the word of God specifically speak a word here in Exodus 23 that will show you why God do not want you empty handed. Exodus 23:15. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, 23:15.
Mm-hmm.
As I commanded thee, in the time appointed of Mount Abed, for in it thou camest out from Egypt. Now here's a statement, Brother Copeland, when the Lord was dealing with this, at the end of that 15th verse, he says, and none shall appear before me empty.
Praise God.
Now, the combination of the two, he says, I'm going to take you out. There'll be no empty hands. You will not leave empty-handed. And now we see why the purpose, because God wants us when we appear before him not to be empty-handed. Now, I'm going to get ahead of myself a little bit because it excites me to think about these two combinations. He said, I'll bring you out. Your hands should not be empty. Then he says here, I don't want you to appear before me empty-handed. God cannot bless us or he cannot manifest to us financially if we come before him empty-handed. So God is just like he said, give seed to the sower. God puts something in our hand to activate something else that he wants us to have.
Has to be a connection.
Got to be, be a connection. See, so no more empty hand. He said, you should not leave empty-handed, because he said, I don't want you to come before me empty-handed, because if you come before me empty-handed, some things that I want to bypass the system with in my realm, in my creative ability, from my source of supply, you can make a demand on my supply if you have something in your hand when you come before me. When you have something in your hand, I can multiply. I can increase what you have in your hands, or I put it in your hands
and
so you can have
Jesus
it.
And Jesus said, they came to him and said, we ain't got enough money. We can't feed these people.
Yes.
He said, what do you got?
Yes.
What
yes.
was it that the prophet asked the woman that her, she is so deep in debt now.
Yeah,
her husband died and she's in a mess. They're going to take her.
And he was a minister. He was a minister.
Yeah.
Yes.
Going to take her children away from her. And she, he said, what do you have in the house?
That's
There's
it.
Got to be a connection.
Something to connect.
Here's some place.
Amen.
And Jesus is anointed to receive that something. He is the high priest after the order of Melchizedek.
Hallelujah.
And here men that die receive tithe, but there he receives them of whom it is witnessed he's alive.
Glory to God.
He's anointed of God. The way Melchizedek was anointed to take Abraham's tithe, he's anointed to receive our tithe. It's not so he can get the money out of us. It's so that he can get it to us. He's got to have a connection
because
everything's by faith.
That's it.
See the, my goodness.
See the debt. The reason the last 3 or 4 months we've been going through so much is debt is the problem. People trying to live by debt. People trying to live by credit card, and it just get worse and worse and worse.
It bloats.
Yes, bloat.
Like we were talking about yesterday.
It bloats.
Just bloats, bloat. But there's no substance to it.
No, no substance to it.
And it, boy, when it comes down, it just and there's nothing there. Well, if that's what you were using and that's what you're living on, but there's nothing there. But when you got this, I heard the Lord say this. I was preaching in Fayetteville, North Carolina, there to had a lot of troops there. In fact, it was a meeting specifically for them. But then that stock market thing, this was October 2008. Yeah. That's when all this mess started.
Wow,
and I heard the Lord just almost was like a shout inside my spirit. Tell them to tithe something.
Tithe something.
Tithe something.
Glory to God.
He didn't. He wasn't talking about giving. He said, tithe something.
Yes.
I said, Lord, he said, tell them to tithe for the future. Tithe, said, go through the house, get something, and bring it before the Lord Jesus and tithe it before him and get into that blessing.
That's that connection.
Yes,
that's
it is.
That's that connection, those who listen to this broadcast, to overcome this fear, and it's all over the world now, you need to sow. There's no other way around it. You know, by the grace of God and by the mercy of God, I am to tell people the truth. You cannot come before God empty-handed. You sow your way out of this situation. The 26th chapter of Genesis. It was a famine like the other famine.
Yeah.
Isaac sold in a day of famine and received a hundredfold.
And God told him, don't leave, man. Don't jump and run.
Yeah.
Don't cut off.
Don't panic.
Egypt.
Don't panic.
Stand still. Yeah. But tithe something.
God can work in any situation.
Oh, man.
And I speak to your heart.
So
those
strong.
Who listen, my heart goes out to people who are jammed financially. People who really love God.
Oh, Leroy, me and you have been there, man.
Oh, man, this is awful.
Oh, I've been there to where I laid
awful.
On the floor for hours and cried.
It's awful.
And just want to hide from everybody. Everybody beating me up, wanting me to make payments, and I ain't got
it's
no payment
awful.
Money
oh,
and all that. Oh,
man, the police
ruthless
come,
bunch
to come
of people
to collect
just
money.
Beat your brains in. But it's different now.
Well, there's two things. When you was talking this day, I heard two words, awful and awesome. It's awful.
Awful on one side.
And awesome on the other side. And there's an awesome side for every person who's listening to us. There's an awesome side to your finances, working kingdom principles, and following after the covenant. Now, I've noticed this. When God says something more than one time, he's trying to emphasize, try to get his point across to understand. Again, let's look in Exodus 34:20. Again, he says the same thing. He does not want us to appear before him empty-handed. In Exodus 34:20, the last part of that verse said, and none should appear before me empty. Now, I wrote notes here on that the reason, again, I want to say this and emphasize that God do not want us to come before him empty-handed is because he want our hands to be full, that he can use our hands to do business down here as stewards on earth for him.
You know, I just think back. You know, as you when you're talking about these things, you can't help but think back.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't have anything. But I was in a place of faith because I'd obeyed God and gone to ORU and I was a student.
Sure.
And I heard Brother Robert preach that message on partnership, and I thought, my, that's the best deal I ever heard in my life. I ain't got a dime, man. There's none.
Yeah, none.
And it's not home in the bank. I didn't have no bank account. I'm going to put a button or something off my shirt or tear the collar off of it or something. I got to get something in that offering container. And I put that little wooden pencil in that envelope and filled it out for $10 a month, and I put it in there, and hey, you, me? Yeah, you, come here. And I walked over there. She said, the Lord been having me all this meeting, give you $10.
Isn't that something?
Now, see, what's $10? I mean, what's that going to do for me? Are you kidding me? It set me off for a 42-year run.
Hallelujah.
Right there.
Yeah.
But he put something in my hand.
My.
All I had to do was say, God, I don't have anything to put in there. And I took a pencil and stuck it in there. He already had that woman ready to get it.
But you had that.
Man, and I chased that usher down and I got my envelope and got my pencil and put it in my pocket and stuck it $10. I am a partner in this.
Suppose
thing.
You didn't move. Suppose you didn't act on that.
It would have got worse.
You wouldn't be sitting here today.
No, I wouldn't.
Because that was the initiation point.
That's when it began.
And then you said something about partner, though, because you were becoming a partner with Brother Roberts, right? That's one of the reasons you're here sitting here today, too. We both sitting here today.
Oh, yeah.
And always think about this. Even with you, Brother Copeland, I've learned so much from you. You've taught me when I first came out of tradition. But I always thought about this, the law of association. Partners. When you partner with a ministry, whatever blessing is upon that ministry, whatever blessing is upon that minister, it become available to you,
Leroy,
by the law of association.
If you're partnered up with somebody that mocks these things,
absolutely,
you're partnered up with his curse.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Absolutely.
I mean, you did.
Still, Sam Law.
Yeah,
Sam
yeah,
Law.
Man, you have to see to this.
Yes.
You really have to see to this. And your mama tried to tell you when you was young. We tried to tell you. Gloria was just tickled. She'd come in there with a big old smile on her face. John, just a kid, you know.
Yeah.
He just first moved out.
Sure.
And he'd come back home, and somebody had really messed him up, man. And he'd come back home and said, I'm telling you, that guy. Gloria said, I've been trying to tell you that for the last 3 years. Listen to your mama. Amen. Even back then, association means everything.
Oh, yeah. Association. And that partnership, you know, it's based on Luke chapter 5 when Peter's ship began to sink. The first person he looked for was his partner. And, I mean, if you, those persons who are in partnership with your ministry has nothing to fear because you have pioneered the way. Just stick to your partnership. Just listen to the broadcast. Keep doing what you're told to do. It's going to be fine. I want to stop the fear that the news media and different people are saying what's going to happen. It was dark in Egypt, but there was light in Goshen. God always take care of his children. Oh, and so you just got
that
the,
is just,
God's promise. You have God's promises. We're just reading one. There's many promises. Then you have God's plan. You have God's principles. And then in Ruth 2:16, we look at the third thing, the reason God never come before me empty, no more empty hand. We see two times we saw in the scripture, Exodus 23:15, Exodus 34:20, the reason God do not want us to be empty-handed, he don't want us to come before him with empty hand, that he can do for us what he desired to do by us having a seed in our hand. Now, in Ruth 2:16, it says, and let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them that she may glean them and rebuke her not. Now, Boaz did this for Ruth because Ruth has sown some good seed in Naomi. And here we have financial favor again because this girl had gone down the field and gleaming. But here the master have said, leave her some handful of purple. Now, what handful of purple? In other words, don't let her come behind you and be empty-handed.
Put
something in the hand. Leave something for her to have in her hand. And so there's another financial favor from God. God's purpose of your hand being full is that you can be under his jurisdiction, under his order, and get his business done in the Israel. No more empty hands. Another thing, the fourth thing that I want to say to the listener is that prosperity is a divine mark of stewardship. Very important you hear that. Prosperity is a divine mark of stewardship. If you see someone walking in prosperity in the Word of God, it came from their stewardship. So in Matthew 25:21, as we go down the line, God showed me this thing. It says in Matthew 25:21, it says, his Lord said to him, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou have been faithful over a few things, and I will make you ruler over many things. And then at the latter part of that verse, it says, enter into the joy of thy Lord.
Gloria and I were talking about it yesterday. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Now, that's
what we need.
Yeah.
See, even financially.
Yeah. Enter into the joy. Young man that came to Gloria in my attention, he hadn't been with the ministry all that long, but she said, man, she said, I'll tell you, since that young man's been around, she said, I mean, now he is dedicated, he's purposeful, he gets things done. I said, he really does.
Yeah.
And then she said something that's just been ringing in my ears. She said, isn't it amazing how a person's diligence before the Lord will come up in your opinion and in your eyes? I thought, now that's what you just said. A man's stewardship before God.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you, it'll come up before the boss's eyes. It'll come up that around people around you. They'll call you and want you to pray. There will be people that are supposed to be your superiors that'll be coming to you and say, what do you think about this, man? Because promotion comes from God.
Yes.
And we know that. Brother Leroy and I'll be back in just a moment.
Do you need help in your finances? Are you wondering how to actually experience the blessing of prosperity that God provides, but don't know where to begin? You don't need another quick fix, a get-rich-quick scheme, or even a good idea. You need a financial revolution.
God's purpose of your hand being full is that you can get his business done in the Israel.
A friend or relative might lend a helping hand in a small financial test, but God wants to rescue you from lack forever in No More Empty Hands by Leroy Thompson. You'll find out how to enter the realm of financial favor and stay there. How an anointed heart, mind, and hand will create an anointed expectation.
You'll never have empty hands again.
as you work the system of God, believe the promises of God, and step off in the plan of God.
God wants to anoint you for a higher standard of living so you can go through life as a blessing to others with no more empty hands. To order your copy of No More Empty Hands by Dr. Leroy Thompson, log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. This dynamic new book is now available for just $10. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455. Or you may write to us at Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Learn how much God loves you and desires to be your source. Order your copy today.
No More Empty Hands, how to have hands full with purpose. Brother Leroy and I were just visiting here back and forth on the Word of God during the break there. And I believe you told me, I believe I heard why you wrote this book. Because these things come, these situations come through your life. And they get worse.
Worse.
Jesus, things he faced got worse and worse and worse until he faced the ultimate.
Yeah, the cross.
Joseph's life got worse and worse and worse.
Absolutely.
And worse and worse. But he just stayed the same all the way through it. Well, here we are. I mean, we've been living on this for years and years and years. We hadn't learned it all, but we've learned enough to help you.
Amen.
And particularly if you're just now finding out about these things, praise God. And that's what books like this are on. That's really the reason had you write this, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, it was to
bless the body of Christ.
It helps me when I read it. But it also introduces you to steps you can take now that in a lot of cases we had learned the hard way.
Right.
And so that's the reason you really need to get your hands on this book. Order it. Do it today. Don't wait till later. And Father, we pray over this radio and television audience right now for strength. Strength to stand up and say, praise God, I'll never be broke another day in my life, and I'll no more have empty hands. I can come before God, and he increases what's in my hands, and I tithe, I give, I sow, and I receive and receive and receive. Praise God. Amen. Branson Victory Campaign, first meeting of this year, March the 5th through the 7th, Faith Life Church, Keith and Phyllis Moore. Praise God. You ain't been to church yet, brother. Get in this meeting. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland, Leroy Thompson, reminding you, Jesus is Lord.
Thanks for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to order a copy of today's broadcast, visit kcm.org or call us toll-free at 800-575-4455. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you with teaching tools, prayer, and other ministry resources to help you live in faith and victory every day. Thank you, partners, for helping us to declare from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around that Jesus is Lord.